very, very big fish, right? Baruch. So he writes, someone who wrote 100 letter around the table, 500 page, very good. So he writes that there's a din, Torah Sameis, when it makes mitzvahs, Kadima, and the halachas, you have a clash between doing certain mitzvahs and being married to make mitzvah, so a Meis mitzvah always comes first, it's not always comes first. So how do you define Meis mitzvah? So the Gemara said that it makes a very big in the darshim. That the mace is little like calling out, and no one's looking after it. No one around, no one cares about the mace. It's lying there, and it's all left by itself. People take care of other things, they're not taking care of the mace, so that's called the mace mitzvah. So if I'm asking, writes, in the realm of mitzvahs, they're also based on a mitzvah. Sometimes you have a mitzvah that's current in the darshan, you have some mitzvahs that there's so much to say about a particular mitzvah, and nobody cares about that mitzvah, nobody's dashing, no one's very inspired about that mitzvah. So he said, never. It fell to his general that I say for Negla Rufa. He said, there's so much time in Negla Rufa. As he shows you, 500 pages, but no one bothered to write anything about it. So he decides taking upon himself to write about that. And so we're not going to learn the Sugi Negla Rufa right now. We're going to learn another mitzvah. That's the Sugi Pidyon Petach Hamor. It's not up yet with approximately as many Svarim as Negla Rufa. So maybe the time we should stop learning from the Council of the Chayrus, all the Sugi Petach Hamor. We're not going to do that. But if one Sugi Pidyon Petach Hamor comes our way, Taisus quoted, 5 lines of Taisus, moves us to stop and to try to learn the Sugya properly. So we'll take a little break from regular Kama stuff and to learn the Sugya Pidyon Petach Hamor properly. But everything we're going to talk about is really Rova Kama stuff anyway. We're just kidding. It's really all Kashka Rova Kama. So the Sugya begins at Samachetz of the days and all of the Taisus. Taisus has developed for us a whole new study. We spent so much time on last week with the Sugya Tsunuin. And we find that sometimes the halacha says that ain adam mechala mashav yad chaver, right? And sometimes the halacha says adam kein mechala mashav yad chaver. Sometimes actually mechala and can be tied to something that belongs to you, and sometimes it can't be tied to something that belongs to you. The Taisus basically broke it down to two different types of pidyon. This pidyon has fish, and this pidyon makes a shiny. When it comes to pidyon has fish, so the halacha is that I can't be tied to somebody else's head fish. That's the shelter of famish, that's the marriage of famish, when you promise, without shas. That I can be played with somebody else's half fish. And in contrast, the Pidyon Maisa Sheni, which is called from that Sugi, and also gets to know it, that Eina the Poda Maisa Sheni Shal Chavero, not only Eina the Poda Maisa Sheni Chavero, the Gemara says, according to Yechon, Eina the Poda Maisa Sheni Sheni Vishusa, even if it doesn't belong to Chavero, even if it's Shal Libi and Vishusi, I don't have the ability to be played with. So obviously, when there's some kind of difference, the Pidyon Hektish on the one hand, where I can't be played with somebody else's stuff, Pidyon Maisa Sheni on the other hand, where I cannot. What's the difference? The basis is all from the side. We spent so much time on last week that Pidyon Hekdesh, the reason why I can be paid is something that belongs to somebody else, is because it never really belongs to somebody else. Once you're knocked with something, the yotze meshusa legamrei. Once it's not meshusa anymore, it's not, he's not the bial anymore, it's not shabbat anymore, then the melech, first come, first serve. Why is it supposed to be paid? Is it supposed to be paid? So that's what Pidyon Hekdesh enables us to be mocked, to be played as something that belongs to somebody else, because it doesn't really belong to that somebody else. In contrast to Maisa Sheni, that Maisa Sheni belongs to the person. Araya Maisa Sheni belongs to the person. So he says, he has the right to eat it, he takes it to Shalim. Hekdesh, you can't do anything with Hekdesh. Hekdesh, you're totally of no shaykhus, you have no tviyas on Hekdesh whatsoever. It totally belongs to the Rebbe Shalom. Maisa Sheni, you have the right to eat it, Mr. Gordain. That's just what we have, that's where we're all. With Maisa Sheni, goodbye, my mother. Can't you? We spoke about that very last week. But the Maisa, that's Taisa's basic yisrael. So, in light of this distinction between Maisa Sheni and Hekdesh, Taisa now throws a curveball at us and throws another type of pigeon. There are three distinct cases of pigeon. There's a fourth pigeon, Ben, but we're not going to talk about that. There are three distinct pigeons that Taisa wants to analyze to see how they fit into this category of thought. So, for one extreme is pigeon Hekdesh, the other extreme is pigeon Maisa Sheni. So, Taisa, where does pigeon Petach Hamor fit into this picture? What is pigeon Petach Hamor? So the person has a firstborn donkey, male donkey. The Torah says he has a mitzvah pigeon. He's a mechuyas pigeon. He doesn't want to do pigeon. How do you do pigeon? By the way, you take a shot and you say, hocus pocus, this says tachazet, tachazet. And then you have to give the set to the Kohen, and then you have to keep the petach hamor. So if you choose not to do that, so then the arach. Well, then you have to break the neck of the pigeon petach hamor. Pidyon Petach Hamor must be a mitzvah of such chashivus, such significance, the mitzvah of Pidyon Petach Hamor, that it made into the parshas of tefillin. It means you have every day, if you don't talk to tefillin, you notice that the mitzvah of Pidyon Petach Hamor is in the tefillin, together with the Shema Yisrael, together with the Shema Yisrael, together with the Yisrael Zahmur, it's Pidyon Petach Hamor. Maybe sometime we'll talk about that. We'll have to ask Kapha. What's so special about Pidyon Petach Hamor? Maybe we'll get the parshas bow, we'll say something about that perhaps. But getting back to Pidyon Petach Hamor, The Taisus raised the shadow, what's the din? Can I be claimed that Petach HaMoshe Chaveir, let's say Yitzi has a pet donkey, a female donkey, gives birth to Mazel Tov, and now he's got a firstborn donkey over here. And I want to know, can I go ahead and be pulled to that Petach HaMor, or do I have to, only Yitzi has a right to do it, only the bottom of the schus to be claimed. Can I be claimed to somebody's Petach HaMor, a Shalom Daito? Anyone was ever to pick a Petach HaMor? There was one, they haven't heard this over a couple of years. Apparently they're very hard to get because donkeys apparently miscarry a lot, so it's hard to get a firstborn boy. That's what they don't get out to say. So it's not that easy, but yeah. But it certainly happened in a couple of years. There was one in America about 10 years ago, so there was one up in the mountains. A guy had a donkey and tried enough times, got a few donkeys, and eventually got himself a pet to come off. They had a whole ceremony, opened the pet to come off. Of course, they found out about it the week after it happened. That was very, very disappointing. Anyway, next time you hear one, please let me know. So the Taisus raises the following chapter. Amir Kosher. If you prepare comedy the Chayrus Mashma, the Akhoyda ben the Chamosha Chaveya of the Yom HaPotriver from the Shulmi Daiko, as I said, it would appear from the Sugi and the Chayrus that you know it, that I can be paid to somebody else's Chamosha Shulmi Daiko. I don't need his permission. It's similar to Pidgin Hekdish. I mean, the boy, they had a Taisus on that, so there's no good Marga Ferish to put that, but Taisus conferred it for the following. The boy lay the Gemara raises the shadow of the Giono Pogu the Poga or do a Giono Pogu the Bible. The Gemara raises the following shadow. I go ahead and I'm Poga, you're Pet the Chamor. So who gets to keep the Chamor? I go ahead and I provide the Seah. Who gets to keep the Chamor? Do I get to keep it or does the original Bible get to keep it? So Blaise says, what's the case talking about? Are we talking about that I'm acting as a Shaliach for the Bible? Are we talking about that the Bible gave me authorization to do it? Says, if that's the case, that I get authorization, I require authorization, it's very hard to believe that I should be the one to be able to keep the chabon. Very unlikely, this tells us. The imidas bailam doma hoyde the general problem of bailam. The pashas, the farm is, that if that suffix in the gemara and becheres that you now have spoken about with the authorization of the bailam, so a bailam, the bailam gets to keep the chabon. Must be, of course, from the fact that he won't even have the shah in the first place, he won't even have a halamin, the pride himself gets to keep it. Zevin from God, you see from here that he's being paid the shalomi das bailam. Now the Gemara raises the Mishnah. What's it did? If I'm told to something Shalom Yidas HaBailam, do we say, well, the Chamor goes back to the Bailam? Or do we say, no, that I have to point the Mzorich and the Chamor? So Taisus says, you see, Chor from the Bailam and the Gemara, it doesn't really matter how we pass in the end of that Shailah. What matters, says Taisus, for our purposes, is that you see, Chor, that I can be told that the Chamor without authorization. Shalom Yidas HaBailam. So Taisus says, wait a second. Tim Cain, how is Pidgin Pet the Chamor? Any different Pidyon Maisa Sheni. Pidyon Maisa Sheni in our sugya requires Das HaBailam, because otherwise the whole Pidyon Maisa Sheni would be ridiculous to discuss. So it's clear from the Vakama Sevaches that I can't be Pidyon Maisa Sheni of somebody else's without their permission. But how can I be Pidyon Maisa Sheni without somebody's permission, without the Bailam's permission? So says Tosas, the answer to the dilemma is very simple. The Shalimar, the Pidyon Chamor lo domi the Kerem Revai, the Kerem the Oseba no habi kvei hekdesh, says Tosfos, in this greater scheme of things, then we have three kinds of pidyon. We have one pidyon, one extreme is pidyon hekdesh that I can do on behalf of somebody else, but it's not really his. Pidyon ma'aseh I cannot do on behalf of somebody else without their rishus. Where does pidyon petach hamor fit into the picture? That Tosfos, pidyon petach hamor is closer to pidyon hekdesh than it is to pidyon ma'aseh sheni. Why is that, says Tosfos? What's the similarity? What's the common theme between the common denominator between Pidyon Hekdesh and Pidyon? What made Pidyon Hekdesh? What made Hekdesh ain't a b'shitza shalot? Hekdesh ain't a shalot na'ilam. It was the Yisr HaNo'a shalot. So there's nothing you can do with it. Dabash of Hekdesh is totally useless. So guess what? The Tet HaChemor is also totally useless. We pass him. I think it's a Tenoim. We pass him. The Tet HaChemor is Oseh Ba'no Mechayim. Let's say I want to take a little ride on a little baby donkey for a little while before I'm pulled in. That's an Issa D'Araisa. Since it's an Issa D'Araisa, the Issa HaNo'a is totally, completely useless in the Bible before Pidyon. And therefore, sometimes it's closer in Halacha to Pidyon Hekdesh than it is to Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni. So in the Chinami, when it comes to Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni, I require Das HaBahilah because there's a Bible, this video of the owners that have Rishos. They have a Schus Achil on the Ma'aseh Sheni. I can't be put in the Ma'aseh Sheni without the Rishos. When it comes to Pidyon Hekdesh, for that matter, when it comes to Pidyon Petach HaMor, those objects, Hekdesh and Petach HaMor, don't really belong to the Bailam. Alright, the Bailam can do anything with them. They're useless to the Bailam. So then Mali, Apolda, Mali, Habayim, there's no difference. I can go ahead and jump the ground and be played to somebody's step the Chabor before without their permission, because it's quote unquote not theirs. But since they can't use it, it's also by not similar to Binyan Nefesh. This is where Taisus leaves. And Taisus works out some technical details about who gets to keep the Chabor. Let's get to keep the Chabor again. Next time we have a shot of Binyan Nefesh, we'll take a look at it a little bit closer. Rabbi Yisrael, what did Taisus just tell us? I suppose the Kabbalah is saying, for our sugi, it's important for understanding of what Binyan Bet Chamor. Taisus said there were three kinds of Binyan. There's Binyan Maisa Shein, there's Binyan Bet Chamor, there's Binyan Hektish. Which of these three is not like the other? Without Lulei Dibur HaTaisus, and not the Taisus, if I would ask you, which of these three is not like the other, what would you have said? You've got Binyan Bet Chamor, you've got Binyan Hektish, you've got Binyan Maisa Shein. I would have said Binyan Hektish is different. You know why? What makes Binyan Hektish different? Hektish is holy, it's Mikdom, it's Baruch Hu, it's Karvadis, Pidyon Meisesheni, Meisesheni is not as good as Kabbalahs. Pidyon Pidyon Chamor, you don't bring a Chamor in the Mizrach. It's a Meir. Pidyon Kedusha the Alma. Not a Hekdash Tikkun Korban. Not a Hekdash Tikkun Kedusha. It's nothing to do with Maman HaMikdash. It's nothing to do with Yisuri HaMikdash. If you would have asked me, I would have said that Pidyon Hekdash is the Yaitin HaKlal. Pidyon Hekdash is the Yaitin HaKlal. Pidyon Hekdash is the one that's different than the other two. If you want to know which is the real symbol of which one is different, Maisa Shein is the different one. The man left out. Why? What's unique about Maisa Shein that the other two don't have? Maisa Shein is a heter of usage, there's a heter achila. So if that heter achila gives the violin a unique relationship to that object, and therefore somebody else can't come and go and steal it, or be playing it, she will be dying them. The similarity between Pidyon Hektish and Pidyon Bet Chamor is much, much closer. Because in both cases, there's an Issa Hanoah Shavoy. The Issa Hanoah Shavoy creates the status that there are no real Bailam. If there are no real Bailam in Nail, I don't need their permission to be played there. It's a Gabalic defense. It's a Gabalic Kiddush defense. They never ever knew what it's all about. Rabbi said, this Kiddush of Taisus, that there's some kind of a connection between the Din of Petach Hamor and the Din of Hektish. Maybe much deeper than meets the eye. Maybe much more to it than what Moses is telling us. What if you raise the following Shakira, basic fundamental Shaila, about this Isra Hanoah, the Pidyo of Petach Hamor? Petach Hamor is one of these Isra Hanoah. There was a little Kiddush in Nachman Yehovah recently, last year. The Mishnah lists all whole series of different things that are also Hanoah. Also, the Chol is Asmano, Bidizar is Asmano, Petach Hamor is Asmano, Seir Nod is Asmano, Pushish Chubi Azar is Asmano, so many different things are Asmano. And Hektish is Asmano also. Yesh Lach Kor, Yesh Ladun. What's the nature of this Pidya of the Petach Hamor? What's the nature of this Issa B'Araisa, that Petach Hamor is Asmano? Is this an Issa B'Araisa? Is this like Dosa B'Chol? This is like Shoah Nisro. This is an Israel, it's like Oral of the Kinyan Kerem. This is from the Yisuri Hanol. Is that the Shah? Or no? The reason why Petach Hamor is also Hanol is not an Issa B'Yama, but it's a Mishum Kedusha Shavoy. Because after all, how does the Torah introduce the Parsha Petach Hamor? The Parsha Bechairis. How does the Torah introduce the Parsha Bo? And we'll throw a tone today, but that was Shem HaShleim, and I've read this film this morning. Kadesh Lichol Bechor, Kedusha. So that pasuk Kadesh Lichol Bechor is not only going on Bechor Behemoth Tehoira, which is going to be brought up out of his bath, but perhaps that introduction, Kadesh Lichol Bechor, is going on Behemoth Tehoira as well, i.e. Petach Hamor. And it could be that the nature of the Isser of Petach Hamor is a Kedusha Dikalova. It's Matz of Hektish, it's Matz of Beis HaMikdash, not a Kedusha Mizbeah, not going to be brought up in Mizbeah. But we know there are other things that have Kedushas Hekdesh, which also aren't going to be brought in his Bechel, mashallah. What else is Kedushas Mikdash, Kedushas Din of Hekdesh, even without being brought in his Bech? There are two kinds of Hekdesh of Bech, that we spoke about this earlier on. Kedushas Din of Gevais. The Lachdash is stoned in the Bech of Mikdash. That's in his Hekdesh. That is Kedushas Hekdesh. That's not going on in his Bech. So just because something isn't fit to go in his Bech doesn't preclude the possibility of it being the Hekdesh to Karamocha. This din of Petach Hamor, this Isra Noah Shavoy of Petach Hamor, what's the nature of this answer? Is that Isra Noah Biyamas, like also the Chol, like all the way to the Karen, which is no Shaykh, it's the base of Mikdash. Whereas the Kedushas Petach Amor Me'ein Kedushas B'chor Behemet Ha'ira, but the Kedushas Mikdash Tikka Ha'lova. So Tosis is saying something. Tosis is maybe opening up the possibility for us that there's a certain similarity between Kedushas Mikdash and Kedushas Petach Amor. Again, it's not Muchram Tosis. Tosis is not addressing the global question of similarity and differences, but at least in this particular prop, this particular Ha'lova, that it's shy of the place of something, Shalomi Das Abaylan. So Tosis is pointing out there's a similarity between Pidyon Hekdesh and Pidyon Petach Amor. The similarity between Hekdesh and Petach Amor go deeper than Tosis, or does it go further than Tosis? What's the answer to this Tarkif, this fundamental Lomba Shashayla about the nature of the Yisra Anosh of Petach Amor? What is the answer to this Shah? So, we have Shin? Nope. Rabbanan? Is that Rabbanan? Nope. I didn't quote it. I don't quote it in the article. You read it. You read it. Oh, okay, that was the beginning part. Okay. So, maybe it's another piece. I don't know. So, Rav Elchanan is Kevit Shirum, the beginning of Masechus Becheiros. Rav Elchanan said Shirum Becheiros in Baranovich, I think. All the coach Shirum from Baranovich. Yes, yes, he must have said that. So, Rav Elchanan is Kevit Shirum and Becheiros raises this Shah, raises this Nakhir. Doesn't call that that. Raises this Shah. What's the nature of the din of the Kedushas Petach Amor? Is it a Hekdesh Tikka din, or is it a Yisra HaMeobet? So Rav Elchanan brings a whole series of raya's to show that it's a Hekdesh Tikka din. It's not just a Yisra HaMeobet. It's just Rav Elchanan. The first raya is from the very mock where the Yisra in the first place. How do you know that Petach Amor is also done? How do you know? I started out by saying it's a Mechalek Yisrat HaNoim. Is Petach Amor Mechayim Asabano? Yachad meets everybody says, let's get first build that in the Torah for Petach Amor, so that everybody agrees that it's Asabano. But Mechayim, Chosman, you didn't do a Rifaya. It was born, now you didn't get around to Pidyon, you didn't decide what you do with it, so Bachlik is you're going to Rabbi Shimon, can you take this Petach Amor for a ride? So Rabbi Shimon says you're allowed to, it's Mutta Bano Mechayim, and Rabbi Yudu Mitaski is also. What's the Mokha for a new Shita? So comes the Gemara, put it in the Mamukam, right? The Gemara beginning with Sedas Becheres, right? So comes Rabbi Shimon and says, I'll prove to you that Petach Amor is Mutta Banon Mechayim. What's the proof? Shtei Nechumish, in Pashas Re'ei, Lo Savoy Bivchor Sherecha, for Lo Savoy Bivchor Tzeinecha. That's talking about a Bivchor Behid, it's a Hora, sure, and it's sad. So comes Rabbi Shimon and says, Lo Savoy Bivchor Sherecha, Bivchor Sherecha, Hu Ata Lo Ovidvoy, Ava Bivchor Chamor, Ata Ovidvoy. Rabbi Shimon's Adrosha. Rabbi Shimon's Adrosha that a Petach Amor is Mutav Hano Mechayim. Tachamis is by also based on a different proposal. Mechayim, it's Mutav, there is no Yisra Hano. One of the Xeris and Kosta. Bechor Sharecha, Iyat Ta'oive, and a Petach Amor Ta'oive. And the Gemara says, what are you doing? So Yehuda says, no, that Pasuk is to teach me something else. We need a whole different Drosha. L'Sa'ava, Bechor Sharecha, if it's the wrong to Yisrael, not to a guy, a whole one in the Gemara. And that's not what the Pasuk means. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda, Petach Amor is also Bano. Rabbi Yehuda, what's the problem of Yehuda Shita? There's an inherent problem of Yehuda Shita. So we should be called Yah Posseg, Exeris HaKosov, to tell me that Petach Amor is Mutta Bano, and Rabbi Yehuda says, nay, that's not what the Posseg means, the Posseg thinks there's something else. So in Mela, Petach Amor is also Bano. What's the problem? Because the starting point of the Sugya is that, of course, it's also to prove it Mutta. What's Pshat in the whole Gemara? What's Rabbi Yehuda talking about? So Rabbi Shimon needs a pasuk to tell me that Petach Amor is Mutta Bano. What Mehechet Hayes Mutta Bano Sabano. And Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have a pasuk to say that it's Mutta, so the name is also. So the advice that we know, famous Klal, there are three ways to pasuk in Shilas. No? The Emes says everything is Mutta to prove it also. Some people think everything is also to prove it Mutta. Some people think everything is also even after prove it Mutta. So we pasuk that everything is Mutta to prove it also. So a Petach Amor, a little baby donkey is born, Mehechet Hayes Mutta Bano. What is the starting point that's also? Why does Rabbi Shimon need a pasuk to be matter? How can Rabbi Shimon say that there was no pasuk to be matter, therefore it's also? Mehechet Hayes it's also? So which great Mishnah addresses this problem? Who bothered with this cash? This obvious cash in the Sugya? Who bothered with this cash? Rashi. Rashi in the Chayyus asked this cash. What does Rashi say? Rashi says the starting point of the Sugya is the Vavin of Vavin of Petach Amor is also by no. Who way there is a cross of three matter? You know why is it Rashi? Lador, the Mechor, they hit it to Hira. It's no less than a random Mechor. What's Rashi say? Alver them a Kaddish Lee. Kaddish is a Lashon Kedusha. When the Torah says that there's a parish of the Mechor,
that the Torah is not a core name to make, which means the Chavet HaChamor, you know, the firstborn elephant, the firstborn lion, the firstborn donkey, that's the case. If you're from New York, it's a donkey. If you're from Adam, New York, it's a donkey. That's what my kids have, all the teachers have now in New York. People talking about Mashiach, saying I'm a donkey. I'm going to say, you can eat chocolate also. You can eat chocolate. You're a donkey. So, okay, okay. So the, you have a firstborn donkey, so that's the clue of the Nebuchadnezzar. The starting point in the Suzy is, of course, the firstborn donkey is also going off. Most of the Kedushas Bechor do it. The word Kedusha, by definition, creates an Issa Mogar, but Bechor Nehme Tahira. The Machlaik is a bit in Rav Shimon, is that there are Pasuk to be mighty in the Yisura. According to Rav Shimon, there's a Gersa Gossip to say that's not also going off. And according to you, there is no such Gersa Gossip. Both Sabah need something else, they need something else, and therefore the Yisura are new. Zokta Bechorna. What's the Gemara saying? Tell them all that Zokta Bechorna. The starting point of the entire sugya is that Lagar and Behemoth of Hayra. And of course, Behemoth today is Dasur Banor, the same in Behemoth Hayra is also Banor. The Boisa, what together did that before Behemoth of Hayra is also Banor? What kind of Allah is that? Is that like Bosom Cholom? Is that like Allah Kiri Karam? What's the nature of Allah that before Behemoth of Hayra is also Banor, Boisa? What kind of Allah is that? It's the Korban. That's what you're supposed to do with the Bechor Behemoth of Hayra. It's just being in his bed. Since it's supposed to be the Bechor Behemoth Hayra of the Gan of Mizbeth, whatever it's told the Rabbi of Mizbeth, the Mele is Kaidish, the Mele is also Banor. So now the Gemara is saying, clearly, I'm not getting my clue to the Gemara, that din of Kaidish is not only true by Behemoth Hayra, it's true by Behemoth Hayra as well. So then the fact that the Gemara is telling us, the fact that Rashi is telling us, Zachti Bechonah, is that the nature of the Isser Bechor Behemoth Hayra is an Isser Kodshim. It's a funny kind of kutchim. It's like Beni Kabayi's kutchim. It's not a kutchim of Gadi of Mizbech, but it's kutchim nonetheless. It's a mikdash tikka halacha. It's not an Yisav Yam, it's a kedusha tikka halacha. That's the first rite. And look at Bechor's second rite. If you ask most people, how you play the Petach Hamor, what do you think they would say? Most people who are in the Chavush would say, Petach Hamor, you should have a set. So you should take, right? You take a set. You play it. What if I don't have a set? Is there any way to play the Petach Hamor without a set? What does the Gemara say? Clarence? No problem. Just take money, take some others, help and take something else. Have you played the Rishavio? Said the Gemara, I'm going to Chalish. I never would have said this in a million years. I would have said a Pidyuch, Petach Hamor, Tiksa, the set means that's the guy who would have said. No more, no less. Nothing less than a felony. If you want to get away with just using a set, even though the set is not worth the value of the chamor, chamor is probably worth a lot more than a set. Chamor, use it. It's a little set, give you a little wolf. It's just chamor is much more expensive than a set. So try to give me a break. You take ten chamor, take the mistake. You get a $10,000 chamor, you can be paid for $100 set. It's good value. Let's say you don't have a set. Well, you're not interested in finding what he says. You'd rather give the value of the chamor. No problem. If you play the chamor b'shavya, you did a petach chamor tiftei b'seh, a lot dafka. Tiftei b'seh means if you want not to do it b'shavya, then you have to do it b'seh. If you want to do b'shavya, that's perfectly okay. How in the world did Chazal figure that out? Not a sister in Torah. Where did that come from? Parshas Bo says petach chamor tiftei b'seh. How did Chazal know a few of b'shavya is good enough? What did the Gemara say? No, Sam, what do you want to say? What's the mark? What's the mark of the Tosh Masav? No, Kazan, what's the mark of the Tosh Masav? What do they say in LA? What's the mark? Jeremy, all the LA guys, we're getting down to their heart. Who? What does it say? Does it say Nasa Kasa? What does it say that person? Nasa Kasa Kamla, I don't know. What? Well, there's one line, Svara Pshuta, the Gemara says. What does it say? What's the Svara Pshuta? No, come on, what's the Svara Pshuta? Lo yechom le hekish, the Gemara says. Petach Hamor is more common than a regular kachim. Let's say I was makdish something to the base of Mikdash. Makdish a table to the base of Mikdash. I want to be played at the table. What do? You go to the table's boy, figure out what your table sells for, I take the money, and I play to the Kedush. Ha hekish, onto the money, finish. How do you know you're allowed to do that? Where's the consecration of Hekesh? That's what the Pasuk you make. Venosan Hekesh Bekamlo. That's the famous Pasuk. Where's that Pasuk? Venosan Hekesh Bekamlo. That's the Mok of a Pidyon Hekesh. Venosan Hekesh Bekamlo. Where's that Pasuk? It doesn't exist, right? That's the famous Pasuk. It doesn't exist.
But the Gemara quotes in the Kedushin of Hamad Al, but also the guest of Kamo, so everyone starts scrounging around, looking around the Chumash, and looking for what does the Chumash really say? It has to be. And Rabbi Yosef Chamish is Kesef Arkha Allah B'Kam Lo. So it's such a long thing to say. And it's out, every time you say Shia, you'd say, at the Befer Mishap Al, Rabbi Yosef Chamish is Kesef Arkha Allah B'Kam Lo. You get lost, because I'll just, you know, convenient to say, not the Kesef Arkha Allah B'Kam Lo. There is no problem. You look up in a, on the computer from the Nasa and the Gazma Kumbo, it's no such positive. That's the positive because I'm referring to the positive passion of the Kosa. You also, Kavish, is Gazma Kumbo and Kumbo, that's the passion of the Nakish passion of the Kosa. So, comes to Gemara Bechayrus and says, Lo Yehei, Chum and a Hekdish. Why should you be better? Come on, be more Chum than Hekdish. This is more important. Hekdish is more Kurdish. Hekdish is Mamish, Shom Kurdish, brother. It's quasi Kurdish. So, Zokhtar Bechonim, what kind of story? Lo Yehei, Chum and a Hekdish. Anything. Let's say I have a cheeseburger, and I'd like to be played with the cheeseburger, so the Israel Rosh will fall off the cheeseburger. So they take $10, and I say, Zet that is it. Let the Kedusha Shema of the cheeseburger go on to the money. I'll be played to the Israel Rosh of the cheeseburger. Will that work? Well, yeah, hold it, Hakdish. What is that? What is ridiculous about that? Why is that a ridiculous concept? You play the cheeseburger. What do you play the Orla? Do me something. Let me play the Orla. When we play the show on this one, why can't I do that? What's wrong with that? What's ridiculous about that? That's ridiculous. What's ridiculous? What's absurd about that? If you might have been paid the possible home. It's what? It's an Israel on Baptist or what? It's not an Israel Mitam Kedusha Shabbat, it's an Israel on the Alma. Pidyon the Shaya when you're in the parish of Kedusha. What does Pidyon mean? Pidyon the Chilul. Chilul means you're removing Kedusha. When the Isser is Nevea Mitam Kedusha, then you can discuss Pidyon. Then the Shaya goes with Pidyon. When the Isser has nothing to do with Kedusha, it's an Isser Alma, which is not in the parish of Pidyon, not in the parish of Kedusha. The Shaya goes with Pidyon. It's an absurd concept. It's like saying, okay, I have a piece of Chazer, so it's okay. If I'll pay enough money, I can have it to Chazer. The Isser Chazer is going to go away, but if I put money, it's fine. That's cool. Why is it cuckoo? Because on Kedusha, that's Isser. Pidyon and Chil are only shaykh in parashat Kedusha. So how did Chazal know? They looked at Petach Amor, and they said he could take money and be paid to Petach Amor. Just because you can be paid, that which you can be paid in Tzvot Matko. Maybe the word of Pidyon Petach Amor is, Petach Amor is not Kedusha, it's not God in Mizbeach, and what is Kedusha to the heart? It's in Isser B'Alma. It's a special, there's a cross of Paul Petach Amor, this is sad, but the way to be Meir, that is the way to be Mevatel, that is the way they Pidyon How did Chazal see that when you do Pidyon Mesev, you do Pidyon Meshav Yom also, when you come in a Hekdash? But Chayir is up to Bukhan, that only makes sense because Chazal understood that the very nature, the very Hagadorah of the Yisuf Petach Hamor is a Kedush to Gedim. If it wouldn't be a Kedush to Gedim, then it wouldn't be Shach to talk about Leyeh Chom in a Hekdash. That would be an absurd statement, Leyeh Chom in a Hekdash. So Bukhan says, you see Chlor from Chazal, Chazal, you see, it's Mamsh. Clear as day, just one of the prep of Bukhan is. Clear as day that the Isser Petach Amor is not just a Yal, it's a Kedush Yigidin. Haraya, that's the very Mokra of the Isser. There is no Mokra to the Dam Shem Moshe Lema Petach Amor Zos Sabano. It's Lo Yehei Tichten from Mokhor Behem et Ahoyra. Kadosh Mokhor Mokhor, it's the same as Mokhor Behem et Ahoyra. Which Mokhor Behem et Ahoyra is a Din Hekdish. This is also a Din Kedush Yishabosh. The Oydish Lema says Rav Ochan, and you see from this Din, from this Amor, from the Oydir Aya, from the fact that you've been played in the Shem. Says Rav Ochan, this is going to explain the Pelagura. Rama is a very unique sheet. Rama is a din of Petach Hamor, the Purim Rai. So what's the din of a guy out of the Petach Hamor? He goes there and he sells the Petach Hamor. Shalaki did, it's not supposed to, it's supposed to be paid, it's supposed to be earth, and he goes there and he sells it. What's the law of the Sally Surah Hanor? Is it Tekas of Dhamma? Did the Dhamma become also? Let's say a cheeseburger, let's say you have a cheeseburger. Did the Dhamma become also? What does the Mishnah condition say? Maybe with the Rabbanim. Yeah, you know too much. Well, what's the din with the Raisa? Not Tavis Zama. There are very, very few things that are Tavis Zama. What are they? Avodah Zarah is Tavis Zama. What else is Tavis Zama? Shvi is Tavis Zama. Perish Shvi. That's it. Short of that, the Mishnah condition says that they have a box of gold that I sell it to somebody else, and then I didn't have hair, I sold it, now I have the money. The Chulot Shekidesh B'Dama, Mekudesh. So I go out to the Kaddish Nisha with those Dhamim, the woman is Mekudesh. She's not Mekudesh of Yisuri Anah. So I know that the Chalipe Yisuri Anah on Mutab Anah. So Perishik Gemara Kedushin, Zayin Kess, the end of the second part of Kedushin, that Chalipe, Isuri Hanah, or Dhamma of Isuri Hanah, are Mutter. But Isuri Hanah not take this level, with the exception of Avedizar and Perishvias, otherwise, Zer Sagaz, and otherwise, nothing else is type this as Dhamma. Come to an Amun, but if the Kuman writes, yes, what, then the Chamor is type this as Dhamma. If I sell that the Chamor to somebody, and I want to use that money, to the Kaddish and Isha, and the credentials. That the Chamor is type this as Dhamma. Come all the Mishari, and jump in the Ram, what's he talking about? Manish Tav, that the Chamor, from all of something else that type is dumb. What else? What else is type is dumb? Everybody said besides of it is our shvius. Hekdesh is type is dumb. What does that mean? That's pidyon. That's chilul. Of course, hekdesh is type is dumb. I have hekdesh. I sell to somebody. The money I get in return, of course, it's type is dumb. That is just machala. So Zotri Bukhara, the reason why the Rambam holds the Petach Hamor is Petach Hazam, because Petach Hamor is not Yisr Hanyon. Petach Hamor is a Din Kedusha Shibar. So Rav Bukhara said, after me, Gedaldiki, Raias, from my Yisr, you say this, we have found out with the Chakira, what's the nature of the Din of Petach Hamor, is it Yisr Hanyon, Rabbi Alma, or is it a Din Kodesh? Zotri Bukhara, it's a double Pasha, but it's a Din Kodesh, it's a Yisr Hekdesh, and therefore, all these three things fit into place. That's the reason why, that's the market for the Yisr, that's the reason why you can be playing the Shavya, or you come to the Hekdesh, and that's why the reason why the Ram says it play basis is so. The Bible said, based on this, you said Rebbe Chanan, what's the fourth thing we can throw into this picture? What else reads really, really nice now? What makes a lot of sense, based on this, you said Rebbe Chanan, you spent 40 minutes learning Petach Hamor. What makes a lot of sense now? Meruba, remember we learned earlier? What makes sense in Tzavach Hesna Beis and Meruba? What? Tosis makes a lot of sense, right? Tosis said, well, guess what? I'll tell you another similarity between Pidyon Petach Hamor and Pidyon Hekdesh. Just as Pidyon Hekdesh, the Gemara Yivamos Pechah says, you can be paid there somebody else's Hekdesh, because it's not really theirs, it really belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Once it's not theirs, there's no bialim, so there's no ego of being paid to somebody else's stuff. Well, the Nami is up there, it's just Pidyon Petach Hamor also there's no ego, and Tosis Medayik from the Sugya Pechuris, if you know, I can be paid to somebody's Petach Hamor, even if it's quote unquote theirs, but it's not really theirs, it really belongs to Hekdesh. So this Tosfos, if you read this line of Tosfos, so you should have said, aha, this line of Tosfos make me stand on the very nature of Yisr Petach Hamor. Tosfos putting Petach Hamor into the parish of Hekdesh. Is that true or not? So you should have quickly gone through the Sugyas and the Chayres and said, oh, well, there are three other good riots for that. This Tosfos is a fourth riot. This Tosfos fits beautifully into the scripture that Pidyon Petach Hamor is a din of Pidyon Hekdesh, and therefore follows the rules and guidelines parameters of Pidyon Hekdesh. You can find the Hekdesh of Chaveri, you can find the Petach Hamor. Right, Sam? That's what you thought when you read the passage, right? But I'm glad you didn't think that way, because it's not right. The book stops here. Petach Hamor is like Hekdesh. Is that true? It sounds like the soldiers, the Bukhan, the soldier on it. What if the deal the person goes ahead and uses Hekdesh like you did? What if they have an animal Hekdesh they go out and they can ride on it? What happens to me? Yeah. I have covered the Gila. Right? What does it mean if I use a Petach Hamor like you did? Take a ride on the Petach Hamor? There's no Gila. There's no Gila for violating Petach Hamor. Violating Petach Hamor. There's no deal with Gila. Dr. Bukhanan, hey, wait a second. They don't fit into our picture. We just created this whole lump, this whole razzle dazzle of Akira, this whole three rayas. Now we have a fourth reference basis. Yeah. But the Chamor is like Hekdesh, for instance. It's like Hekdesh, and you better be consistent. There should be a din of Me'ila. The Vayi said, Ma Mishnah of the din of Me'ila, from the din of Lo Yechav the Hekdesh, and the Zizdoma, from the Shita Sarama, that we played the Rishavya, from the Rabbi Shimon, the whole Mokha Fadiyas was from Bechor. How come if Adimian is right, why doesn't the demon go for the evil also? That's the passion you really have to rebound. So if we're right, and of course we're right, because we told you before, it's supposed to be anything we're right, so of course Rebbe Chanan is right. Avad there is compelling evidence that Bechor, Petach Hamor, is a din kodshim, is a din hekesh, is a din kedusha. Kim Kane, why don't you go the distance, why don't you complete the picture and say, you should be chayav with the evil. That's the multi that we don't. This is what you should have been thinking about. What's the answer to this question? to Bochanan, the next you say.
Okay. First you say down that, second you say.
When you have something of Hekdesh, there are two things that exist in Hekdesh. You have Nisei Hekdesh, you have a table that's almost Nachdesh, set aside B'nai Kavayis. There are two things about that table that are unique. One is an Issa Hekdesh. Person is man of me, violated an Issa bin Adam Lamokon, the Issa of the man of Hekdesh. In fact, I'm not going to show the winner of the Tehran Bechumish exactly, the Isra Hanoam and Hekdesh. Lamba was writing, Rashi, not for now. But sometimes it's a tough place, and this is their eyes, we never have Hekdesh. You know what else the guy did? You have Hekdesh, not only is there Isra Hekdesh on it, what other categories in the form on the side being Isra Hekdesh? Mixing. Moment Hekdesh. Mixing. It's Moment Hekdesh. It belongs to the Rebbe Shalom.
Everything ultimately belongs to the Rebbe Shalom,
but other things the Rebbe Shalom lets us use. It's something that has Hekdesh, that whatever the Rebbe Shalom says, it's mine. It's my mother. And a guy who goes ahead and takes the moment of Hekdesh is tantamount to what? To being a what? He's a Kana. Not only did he violate an Issa bin Adam al-Mokhan in the sense of he was men at Medam al-Kadosh, he did a ritualistic prohibition, he violated a ritualistic prohibition, but he's a Tana. It's not for him, it belongs to the Rebbe Shalom. The Hechad Eis, you know how to steal from your friend, you know how to get the Rebbe Shalom, you know. So there are two halachas, Hekdesh is two halachas, Lord. There's an Isser, you have to say, you're a day, if you didn't. And then there's a Cheshim Shpun, if you did. And the Isser HaNom in Hekdesh is a double violation. It's a violation of your day, something that's not to be in your day. Here you want to finish, we have to finish the Shomar. It's an Issa bin Adam al-Mokhan, being Nehemesh al-Kedin, and it's an Issa Gezeila, stealing something that's not yours. But I say, the Chiyuv Me'ilah, the fact that the Parasha of Me'ilah, that you have to bring a carbon, and you have to pay back, and you have to bring, pay a Chaymesh, the Parasha of Me'ilah, Yesh Lach Bar B'Latun, what's the nature of the Chiyuv Me'ilah? The violation that carries with it the Parasha of Me'ilah. Which angle, which aver, which part of the aver, Rinen and Hekdesh like it did, is Mechayiv in Me'ilah? Is the Mechayiv of Me'ilah the fact that you violated an Isser? Or is the Mechayiv of Me'ilah the fact that you violated the Din of Dinim Avodah? Megoizel min Hashemah. Which angle, which aspect of this Isser again? Anytime you use Hekdesh like it did, you're in double violation, double whammy. You're a Gazlan and a Balaveira, Papi Shemaya. But which Nekuda is the Mechayev of Me'ilah, Rabbi said? What? Everyone thinks the Yisra, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you think, right? Mm-hmm. Rabbi said, what's the Shir of Me'ilah? How much do you have to be Nana in order to be Ayur Me'ilah? What? Kol Shil? Anyone learn? Mishnayis and Hazo? How much Pruta say? Fourth paragraph of Matthew? The Shir is a Pruta. Shir of Pruta? Pruta? What's Pruta Shir of? Shir's a proof is a shir in Surin? What's proof of shir in? Mominus is a shir of Gezeila. Shir the proof is a shir in Mominus. Anyone want to say a prayer before the Kalam? Thank you, so you guys learning? Anyone want to bring a rise and say a prayer before the Kalam? The nature of Medila. This is Medila is not there, but the Mominus has nothing to do with Surin? I remember learning for Chavez, Chaval, Chavez, with the Sugya Zen and Zevel Chaser. What does the Gemara say? The whole discussion of the Gemara about Zen and Zevel Chaser. If I live in somebody's house, and he's not renting the house now anyway, do I have to pay him or not? The Gemara brings a dinyan from what? The Gemara brings a raya from a guy who puts a beam of Hekdesh in the house, and he lives under it, is he chayim shim ilah now? What does that have to do with Dini Mamunis? We're talking Dini Mamunis. Is there a chit to pay schiras? There must be a riot from the Ilah. So everybody brings this riot. The Chorim brings this riot. The Rav brings this riot. Everybody from the beginning says, brings this riot. But the Gemara is mixing apples and oranges. The Gemara is mixing in the Shail of Dini Mamunis, the schiras Ba'atim, the Dini of the Ilah, what does that have to do with Dini? The answer is, the Mechayev of the Ilah is the Geneva. The Mechayev of the Ilah is not the fact that you did something wrong ritually. Not that you used something that was holy and sanctified. The reason why he had the Ilah is because he stole from the Rebbe Shalom.
says the Baal Nehis. When we say that Petach Hamor is like Kachim, what that means is as follows. If the Isser Kachim without Mamon Kachim. Petach Hamor is Mamon Hedyu. Petach Hamor is not the law, quote unquote, to Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything, of course, ultimately belongs to Ribbono Shel Olam, but I mean in terms of halachic categorizations. Petach Kabayis, Kedusha Petach Kabayis belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Bechor Mehemi Tehara belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Petach Hamor has an Isser Hekdesh. The nature of the prohibition is not like Bas Bechol of that oil and kin and can, which is zero to do with Hekdesh, which is just Isuri Hanav Alma. It's an Isser Kedesh, but it's not Momen Kedesh. It says Rebbe Chana, that explains this strange distinction. Why the nature of the Isser is an Isser Kedesh. And that's why it's nitan to pidyon, and that's why it's toifes as doma, like the Rambam, and that's why the moster is the same as b'chor behemet ha'ira, that the book stops here from the ilu, there's no me'ilu. You know why? Because the ilu is not a function of the Issa Kodesh, the ilu is a function of the moment Kodesh. So Rabbi Chonin just created, using his b'kiyas throughout the first part of the Chayrus, just developed for us a long disha ha'gudara of Petach Hamor. Next time you put on tefillin, you gotta think of it. The Torah Kodesh says, Tadash li kol b'chor petach l'rechem, petach hamor tistin b'seach. What the Torah is really saying is that this new entity, this new animal called the Petach Hamor, so is this Kodesh or is it not Kodesh? Is it Chul or is it Kachem? The answer is depends. Depends which angle you're focusing it on. Are you focusing from the Isur Shabbai? If the Isur Shabbai, then it's Kodesh. That it's a Kodesh, like Hekdesh, with all the ramifications of Hekdesh. Like this is Dhamma, you can be Toygetiv, the Shavya, you don't even need to say. The etzem mokka for the Yisr is linked off from Kodesh, from Bechor Behemet Torah. So it's Yisr Kodesh to full extent, but it's not Momen Kodesh. It's not Momen Kodesh. So Mamela, that's why there's no Megillah. This Rebbe Chonin's Yisayda, this the beginning of Masechta Sfeiros. The beginning of Masechta Sfeiros.
This is
sort of
Rebbe
Chonin's
old, isn't Shaykh,
or it's supposed to say. Oh, blah, 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 hang in there. Rebbe Chonin. Now that we just developed this Yisayda, Yisayda, this Rebbe Chonin, again, we're not learning the Chayros, we're learning the Makam, we're learning the things in the Merubah right now. Does this make things better for us or worse for us? I'm Kandid Rebbe Chon. That's that door we're working with. That's the only that door that explains all these strange discrepancies and hopes that come on.
Because
it
also wants to say that there is no
Baal. Set up the following categories. Chayis was said, how come it is that my Sashani on the one hand can't be played without the Rishus Abayla, and that is you can be played without the Rishus Abayla, right? That was Hunter's original, that was the last week's show. So Tosha set up this whole Yisai and said that Pidyon, Hekdesh, the reason why you don't use Rishus Abayla is because there are no Abayla, because the Roman Abayla is Polka, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Mali Abayla said, what do you mean you have to get Rishus from the Abayla? We don't have Abayla anymore. That was Tosha's whole Yisai by Hekdesh of last week, right? So today, we read the Tosha and said, guess what? Not only is that Yisrael true by Hekdesh, that Yisrael is true by Petach Hamor also, because as we all know, Petach Hamor, Hekdesh, it's all the same thing. So when we saw that Tosha that said, Petach Hamor, Hekdesh, it's all the same thing, we would jump into the rooftops. We were so excited. That's Rebbe Chonin territory. Hey, Hekdesh and Petach Hamor, that's the same thing. Those are Rebbe Chonin's two rights. Kabbalah, murdered it. Hold the phone. That which we said, that Petach Hamor is like Hekdesh, that's in the realm of Yisurim. In the realm of Mammonis, the book stops here. Literally in the realm of Mammonis, Petach Hamor is not like Hekdesh. Petach Hamor Dafke is Mammon Hedger. Proof positive that it's Mammon Hedger is locked. When Allah approves, we have the shadow of the Dafke. It's not Mammon Hekdesh. There's no Me'ilah. So now we're up to Crete. Tais is trying to explain why the Allah is that when it comes to Pidyon Hekdesh, you don't need the Rishus Abayla. And when it comes to Petach Hamor, you don't need the Rishus Abayla. Just as Hekdesh, you don't need it because there are no Baalim. So Petach Hamor, there's no Baalim either. No, it's not true. There are Baalim at Petach Hamor. Who's the Baalim? The Baalim, the guy who owned the donkey. The guy who raised this donkey for the last 9 months or more it takes the donkeys to give birth. Of course there's a Baalim on the donkey. The original Baalim, the Baalim. Either is this a Hekdesh, but my is a Hekdesh. The Chayr de Kaveya, whether you need Rishus Baalim or not, has nothing to do with the nature of the Yisrael. What's Kaveya when you need Rishus Baalim, as I say? That's a momentous nikashah. That's a chesh mishpat shayla. That should depend. Are the Baalim or the not Baalim? So I understand Tosis chiddush bein hekdesh. I'm fine with Tosis's voice. Okay, no problems.
for the first year of Taisa. The Taisa said that pidyon hekdesh you could do even without the rishus abalim because there are no bialim. That's kavaldik. The hekdesh is kavaldik because there are kapa. There are no bialim in hekdesh. Haraya, there's an ilam in hekdesh. There are no bialim. It's not in the revenge. But once we've become proved beyond the shadow of a doubt that Bantetta Chamor, it's not the same as Hekvich. It may be the same Magabi Isurim, but it's not the same Magabi Mamadis. So Hadukush Laduchta, the Taisus makes no sense. So in Kate, Tatakashi Taisa, why is it that Taisus claims, based on the Gemara, in the beginning of Bechiris, that you can be fighting that somebody fit for without the Rishus? This is like Pidyon Hekvich. It's not true, it's not Pidyon Hekvich. Pidyon Hekvich is Mamad Hekvich, Pidyon Petta Chamor is Mamad Dialog. That's the Gemara, right? That's the member. Who's him? That's Akasha, right? So Taisa's up the creek. We thought, hey, we thought we had this Rebbe Chanan. We put this is Gemara. We don't have a Rebbe Chanan beginning of the Chayrus. We said, oh, this is Taisa's. Now, for Kent, the Rebbe Chanan is doing this in. Rebbe Chanan is a problem. So basically, what's the answer? What's the solution to this problem? What do you say? What do you think? What's the solution to the problem? Kent. Doesn't agree, Rebbe Chanan can't be wrong. He's got Gemaras, maybe she's Gemaras. What's the Tosafot talking about? No? But so let's take a touch of yourself very carefully and go back to last week. Whenever there are no Bailim, then you don't need your Shus HaBailim. Then anyone can go ahead and be punished. Whenever there are bialim, then you need rishus abayim. But basically, how do you define that precisely, whether there are bialim or there are no bialim? What is kedvei, whether there are bialim or there are not bialim? I remember from last week, Tosafot had something funny to say about Ma'ase Sheni. Ma'ase Sheni is the example of par excellence that requires rishus abayim, like the entire thing is new, and that's what we're doing here in the first place. Right, the Shemim gets revised the example par excellence that requires Rishus HaBayim to be played. Because Maaseh Sheni is a perfect example of something which has Bayim. Is that true that Maaseh Sheni really has Bayim? What is that little margin of the side of the place to say? Tosis holds that Maaseh Sheni is Mamun Gavoah. And in contrast to the Rambam, what does Tosis think Maaseh Sheni Mamun Gavoah means? Exactly what it sounds like. And in terms of the Mamunis, who has the title of Ma'ase Sheni? Who is the rightful owner of Ma'ase Sheni? Rebbe Nishlam. It's Ma'ase Sheni Mamun Gavoah. And Afal Pichein, Tosfos called that Yesh Lo Bailim. Why is that? What does Tosfos say? Who remembers? You read this Tosfos last week. So since they can eat it. What does Tosfos say in that line? That was an eye-opener in that line last week. Tosfos said, notwithstanding the fact that Ma'ase Sheni is Mamun Gavoah, Ram is sitting on the side and saying, okay, that's cool with me, because Ma'aseh Sheni Mugavah doesn't mean anything. But Taisa's El Ma'aseh Sheni Mugavah means what it says. The Ma'aseh Sheni Mugavah means that the Emes Ha'oni and Cheshem Mishpah and Ma'aseh Sheni is the Rebbein Shalom. Keep the Kaddish in Yishu, it's not yours. And Afa Pichein, that's called Mishal HaBayim. You know why, says Taisa's? Because the Baal has the right to do one thing. To eat it. What did Taisa just say in that one line? Taisus just transformed for us the definition of what's called bialim for the purposes of Einu Shalais and Einu Rishusais. It is not a function of what? Of who is the Cheshem Mishpat owner of the object. What's it a function of? One factor alone. What? What's it a factor? How do you define whether something is Shalai bialim or not? Usage. Eptahanor. That's it. That's all that's Kaveya. Something could theoretically not belong to you, but you have a right to use it, that's not your life for these halachas. That stacks a little bit like who remembers? Who puts usage as a really, really important kavei of shalos and rishusos? Who remembers? Think about more like Chos territory, right? Remember from weeks, months gone by, that it doesn't really matter if they're kinyan to the gods, not a kinyan, that doesn't really matter. It really matters if not. You use it, you can't use it. That's all that's really kinyan. That's aim what Taisa is saying. Very simple. Taisa is saying, we have this concept in halacha that if there's a bialim, so that nobody else can just run ahead and play the something that belongs to bialim. Taisa said, don't fool yourself. Don't get caught up in defining bialim as a different kinyan of Cheshem Mishpat.
bailus for these purposes is defined by usage.
If the other guy has a right that he has a schus achira on it, even though he's not technically a lachmi the bailus, he has a schus achira, you can't take away his schus. You can't go ahead and go fight somebody else in the Meishir. The guy's sitting and eating, it's not a shen Yerushalayim, and you're going to be fighting. It's fair, like you're talking, the book is a... You can't be pointing to something that somebody else has a heter achira on, even though he's not really a lachmi. What is it about hekdish that makes it possible for you to be pointing to somebody else's hekdish? It's not the fact that the Kodesh Baruch Hu has the title on it. That's not really what's Keveya. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu has the same title in the Maaseh Sheni also. What's Keveya, as you said correctly, is what? Nobody could use it. Since when Maaseh nobody could use it, it doesn't really matter who's the quote-unquote owner. It's purely a function of usage. The boy said, what is Petach Hamor now? Petach Hamor belongs to who? Belongs to the owner. Belongs to the hedger. It's mum and hedger. He's got the title on it. So this donkey's registered under his name. He's got the title to it. But what? Can he do anything with it? It's also banor. If it's also banor, notwithstanding the fact that he quote unquote owns it, that's full wash. Eino shel habayim. Since it's eino shel habayim, what does that enable somebody else to do? To step in and be paid it, Shalom Bishusai. Rabbi, what Taisus just told us in one fell swoop, there are two institutions in Halacha that are absolute opposites of each other. One is called Maaseh Sheni, and the other is called Petach Hamor. What do I mean by that statement? They're absolute 180 degree opposites of one another. Maaseh Sheni and Petach Hamor. How are they different from one another? The Baisai, Maaseh Sheni is Mamon Gavoya with a Heter Hano. Heter Chamor is Mamon Hedyot with a Nisr Hano. They are mamish flips of one another. Maaseh Sheni is the example, par excellence, that Mamon Gavoya belongs to Rabbanu Shalom. Mamon is Cheshem Mishpat is to Rabbanu Shalom, and Apo Pichain is a Heter Hano. Since it's a Heter Hano, Heter Hano is the land of cultural violence. It's called Shalom Bailam vis-a-vis these halachas, and therefore you can't be pointed without the Rishus. That's the Sugya of Tznua, that's Chilam Maaseh Sheni, that's the last issue. The absolute opposite of Maaseh Sheni is Petach Hamor. Petach Hamor is what, what did I say? Is Shalom Bailam in terms of Cheshem Mishpat, it's got his name written on the registration of the donkey. It's 100% Cheshem Mishpat, Dini Mamas' donkey. If there's an absolute Israel Noshavoy, that Isra Noshaboy creates the impossibility to be labeled Shaboy in effect, which opens up the possibility for what? For any guy to walk in and be pointed Shalom Midaitun, Shalom Bishusai. So Rabbi Chanan's Yisoy, the fact is, his Hochoch and Gemurah is Yisoy from the Eva, that to see from here that it's not Momin Gavoy, that it's Momin Hedya. It doesn't affect how you say your faces anyway, not with any of Bechonet's problems with the Ilah. Once you develop this yourself that derived from Taisus, it doesn't take up the service, it's read the Taisus. Just read the Taisus. Taisus said, my Sashemi one way, that indicated to us that the conveyor of Bailos is not a function of Cheshem Mishpat. The conveyor of Bailos means Alokas is usage, it's Kusasamshus. So that works for and works against you. It works for the Bailam of my Sashemi, works against the Bailam of Petach Hamor. The absolute opposites of one another. Maaseh Sheni, in contrast to Petach Hamor. The boy said, once you say this, what don't you need anymore? Once you say that ultimately what's conveyed of the fact that you can complain to somebody else, that's called the Rishus, is the fact that it's labeled up the Allah and not really belonging, quote unquote, to the Bailam, what don't you need anymore? What's superfluous at this point? Remember the first half of Rabbi Chanan? What was the first half of Rabbi Chanan? That the nature of the Yisr of Petach Hamor is hectic to do. Remember, we had three rayas, and we said, oh, that's great, that's what Tosa's driving at here also. The Bechonim may be right, maybe he's not right. I don't care anymore whether he's right or not for our purposes. What? Even on a tzad that the Yisr of Petach Hamor has nothing to do with hectic, Tosa's can still be right. Because remember, once you say that it's not mum and hectic, then the whole Tosa doesn't mean anything in hectic. The dimmy to hectic anyway is not a real dimmy. I don't care what the nature of the Yisra and Rosh Hashanah is. It doesn't matter. If Papa says, here's the card, you can't use it. I don't care why you can't use it. It's cool. Now Shalom Bailam. So Rav Chanan's right. The emphasis of Rav Chanan's right. His right is a compelling right. His shlaka right is a beginning of chutz. So he's right. It's a hekdesh without mamon hekdesh. But you don't need it for the purposes of our sukkah. We thought it was great. We thought, Rav Chanan's pointing us, leading us in the direction that the Gemara and hekdesh are the same thing. But because he forced us to look up to the reality that they're not the same in terms of mamon, haraya, and ila, that forced us to reinterpret our text, to re-convey what text is talking about. Once you reconvey what the kolam are, the original raya doesn't really matter anymore. The original you said doesn't matter. So basically, you have mahalach and tesis. Therefore, when you read this tesis, right, you saw tesis said that the chamor is like hektish. It's like hektish, just as hektish can be. You can be paid without rishus in the Bible. So pet the chamor can be paid without rishus in the Bible. Everybody realized that tesis meant that pet the chamor is the exact opposite of maaseh sheni. Whatever's going for maaseh sheni is not going for pet the chamor, vice versa. And after that nekuda that creates this distinction, the fact that you can be paid without the rishus and can't just imagine sharing it. So far, so good. Anything? Got this? You saw this before, right? No. Sam, you didn't understand this text before. Am I just dreaming, or is that what Tyson said? They've been dreaming. Maybe. I think Tyson says that. I think this is what Tyson's trying. Could we suggest a different shot than Tyson's? But really, just reading that Gemara, we're trying to understand what is the cloud of the when do you say that you require a person's reshus, not the person's reshus, the violent, not the violent? When is all this said? When is this cloud true? When is this not cloud not true? So we have our whole Gemara, which is talking about pidyon maaseh sheni. If it's a portion of the oid in the realm of pidyon maaseh sheni, that there are dinim shalom, there are dinim rishisom, you can't just walk up to things, it's not to be played there for other people's things. And all of a sudden, when it comes to pidyon pet chamor, the Gemara b'charis seems to say it's no problem. No problem to learn. You play the yens, chamor, you know, you know, it's a shush, but it's ethical. So this is the problem. Places had to deal with the problem the way they dealt with it. You have to spend a lot of time trying to analyze the places. Can we offer a different interpretation? Can we perhaps offer a totally different mahalak for this evening? Try to show what possible difference is lying between Pidyon Maaseh Sheni, which is Baba Kamas and Mechaz, contrast to Pidyon Pet HaChamor in Mechaz HaFinah. Is there any difference between the two? Is there any fundamental difference between the concept of Pidyon Pet HaChamor and the concept of Pidyon Hak, the Pidyon Maaseh Sheni? Is there anything different really between the two? What's the mokor for this whole idea that in order to be told the things, it has to be shalom, it has to be shu? So where did this all come from? It all came from one possible. What's the one possible? Ish ki yakish beis of kodesh l'ashem. Not beis of shalai, asol of shalai, but if you're there, beis of shu, so kodesh l'ashem. Everything revolves around that possible ki yakish beis of kodesh l'ashem. Does anyone ever bother with the problem of the Pasuk is talking about HaKadosha, why are we talking about Chilul Maaseh Sheni for? Is Chilul Maaseh Sheni an act of Makdish? Chilul Maaseh Sheni is the opposite. Chilul Maaseh Sheni is not doing Makdish, so what are you doing? To be Mechal, so you're removing Kedusha, you're not endowing with Kedusha. Maybe we should say that this Pasuk, Yakdish, basically, Kedusha Hashem, is talking about Maaseh of HaKadosha. And you want to endow something with sacred Kedusha, then there's a bit of Beisah, Shaloi, Bishus, or any part. When you're dealing with removing Kedusha, Mehechet Teis, that any of this applies. How does Chazal know for kid? How does Chazal know that it's not true? Ish Yatish Teis, that was the only one, that's not true also. What do you think prompted Chazal to say? How does Chazal know the whole premise of the Sugi, we're kind of going to hold off with the Chavas and Mechaz, the Gemara is mixing and matching, Hektish, Chilo, Mehechet Teis, what do you think? This picture makes a shame.
Maybe somebody
is about
to change the...
What is it about Pidyon Maaseh Sheni? Is Pidyon Maaseh Sheni really an act of chilul? Is it really an act of removing Kedusha? Is that really what's happening? It's really a transferring of Kedusha. It's not a removing of Kedusha. You have a vata Kedusha from one thing, and you're being mocked to that Kedusha onto something else. So maybe it's that unique aspect of Chilul Maaseh Sheni, Pidyon Maaseh Sheni, that the Kedusha doesn't disappear into thin air. The Kedusha is being transferred. It's also an act of HaKadosha.
it's the act of being makdish the money in effect. Kedusha's nice shady. That's money the kedusha from the terrorist nice shady.
That's basically what's happening. That's what chilum is. Zet hachazet.
So maybe Chazal saw in chilum nice shady, pidyon nice shady, also an act of hakdash. Maybe that's why they were so very comfortable with applying the principle of ishki yakdish based on Hashem throughout the sugya. Maybe
if that would be true. It's a big if. I'm willing to be honest. It's a big if.
If that's true, that what you need is a pidyon nice shady. Also, do nefesh right now. Also, snacks of transferring zet hachazet.
Pidyon pet chamor is very, very good. Why is pidyon pet chamor? What's different about pidyon pet chamor?
What is so fundamentally different about pidyon pet chamor from pidyon pet chamor? What happens to pidyon pet chamor? What do you do with pidyon pet chamor?
I have a chamor, have a set.
So I say, the kedusha shabbat, you should go off with the chamor and should go on to the set. What happens to the set? What does the chamor do with it? Raise a chul in the Yadkai, the Mishnah says. There's no kedusha in the set. He can use it whatever he wants to do with it. And give it to Yisrael, give it back to Yisrael if he wants. There's no kedusha to it. The set is chul, it's like Matnas Kahuna. It's like the money of Pidgin Aben. Not every Matnas Kahuna has kedusha to it. True Matnas Kahuna should do it. The money that you give to the five Shabbat, the Pidgin Aben doesn't. Raise again doesn't have kedusha. So Mechanic Haim has zero kedusha to it. The set is Matnas Kahuna the Murim. Everybody say, what kind of Matnas Kahuna is that? The Seah is Kiddush, yeah? And the Chamor is Kiddush, yeah? Doesn't it? How does the Chamor? The Chamor is also Benach, so it didn't Kiddush it to it. So what happened? Where did the Kiddush go? What happened to the Kiddush? What's the answer? I mean, this is a very different kind of Pidyon. I mean, the Pidyon Ben the Chamor is not like classic Pidyon. Normal Pidyon means transfer of Kiddush. Your mouth is there, and through the machpas and kedusha onto B, so A is yotzei midei kishasa. That's what happens with pidyon hekdesh. That's what happens with pidyon nice shady. But by pidyon bet chamor, it's a totally different story. The kedusha disappears. It's mamish the thin air. The kedusha is mamish perech, and nothing takes its place. That's a very modern kind of pidyon. There's an even more modern kind of pidyon in the third. What's that? The fourth pigeon is a hectic pigeon, a shame, there's one pigeon a band. What happens to a pigeon a band? There was no condition in the first place. Is the kid also about no? Now I'll play with the kid for the first 30 days. Some of them said that. Now I'll play with the kid for the first 30 days. Kids don't play that much. So we assume that that's okay. Sometimes you have people who are 50 years old, they haven't had pigeon a band yet. As long as we have a sheep every year, every year we do pigeon a band. So until we're not allowed to. Now I touch them, they stay away from them. Now they can't pick up a chair for you and put their pigeon in there. They also got it off. It's also shalom. So what kind of pigeon is that? That's a new pigeon. That's a mitzvah pigeon, the alma. So there are four kinds of pigeon. It's pigeon hektish and pigeon nice chain, which is similar in the sense that there's kedusha, and the kedusha transfers onto the money. There's pigeon pet the chamor, where there's kedusha, but the kedusha disappears, and the says chum diag go. And there's pigeon pet, there's no kedusha b'chamor.
How does the Rambam say that?
No, you didn't say you pulled it, you sold it. If you were pulled it because pigeon, it's not a yotzel chulin. So Rabbi said, maybe that's the catch in the scene. Maybe the reason why Tosis mixed together pigeon chpet chamor and pigeon meis hasheni is no dinyan. By pigeon meis hasheni, which is basically a din hakdosh, a tachlos, a kedusha, a tachlos, a kedusha, a tachlos, a maybe in the parish of Shiloh B'Shusa. Maybe Petach Chamor is b'chol not shy after this parish. Maybe Petach Chamor is not a din of the Kiddush B'chol. Possible. But Rabbi Zai, whether or not that's correct, the chur depends on a very, very long dish of Shiloh, the nature of Petach Chamor. Very, very fundamental chakira. So what's going on? Every Petach Chamor, every Petach Chamor, what happened? You start out with a chamor that has kiddush to it, and you play the pesach. So what's pshat? Yishlach for the following chakira. What's the nature of pidyon pet chamor? Does pidyon pet chamor mean that the kedusha mamish disappears at the finia? It doesn't go anywhere. Never leaves this chamor. Mamish is chazal l'shanam. And then the seh, you do the mitzvah pidyon, so the name of the chamor is kedusha's paka, the seh is full of yadkar. Or, can one conceive of a slightly different thing that's taking place?
also a strange pigeon, but another possible permutation is what's going on. You want to think of something slightly different that's happening? Maybe Kedusha is going from the Chamor onto the where? Onto the Seh, and then where is it going? Then it's part. Inuchinabi. The Maisa Pidyon Gufa, Lomatsinu Maisa Pidyon, Beliat was Kedusha. Except these are things. It's totally different. So every Pidyon means a transfer of Kedusha. Kedusha leaves the Chamor and goes on to the Seh. And what happens then? Then the Torah says, I'll give you a freebie. The Seh. Part of the Kedusha's part of the Kedusha. But the Maisa Pidyon of Pidyon Chavrobet is more the same as any other Pidyon. Same as Pidyon Hek, the same as Pidyon Maisa Sheni. The Kedusha transfers for a split second. It's not real. There's no halachic, you know, a moment that Seh becomes Kodesh. Or Eze Chum Yatayin right away. But Apidin, that's what's happening. Apidin, it's a regular Pidyon, plain and simple like any other Pidyon. That passes Kedusha to the Seh, and then the Seh, the Rosh will give you a freebie, let's just try and keep this. Why did anyone in a million years ever say the seven way? Is there any reason to believe the seven way? Right, so who saw that Gemara in the Chayyus put in the Mermakonis? Anyone do the Mermakonis? What does the Gemara have a Shiloh? So what is the Shiloh? They buy it, what is it? What? Oh, comes the Gemara and says, I have this beautiful pet of Chavor, and I want to replay it to Seh. The only Seh I can scrounge around, look in my backyard for a Seh, the only Seh that I have happens to be a Seh of Psuri Hamukdoshim. What does that mean? What's the Psuri Hamukdoshim? It's an animal that at one time was designated to be a carbon and then got a womb. So we know the halacha is if you have an animal that was dedicated to be a carbon, you're not allowed to be put to it until it gets a womb. You're allowed to be put to it and cut your belly kabai. You're not allowed to be put to it and cut your back home against the womb. So that's that. Once it gets a womb, I'm put to it. And then what's the status now of this animal? It's called Psuri Hamukdoshim. What does that mean, Psuri Hamukdoshim? What are the ramifications of that? What does the Gemara say? Remember? What else? Giza, Tizbah, Giza, and I'll have to share it. Now I have milk. A lot of detailed love also is about a certain dinner of Kedusha, certain remnants of Kedusha to this set. You're allowed to shecht it. You're allowed to shecht it and eat it, the tumah. Hatali Vatori, Yachlenik, Hatzib, Chayal, those are simple bashes today. But it was some degree, Tizbah, Chayal, also, the verse is Tizbah, below Giza. Certain remnants of it was kachim to it, but it's basically it's not chulin 100%, not kachim 100%. It's called psul yamikachim, especially the zeres hakosim. So comes in one first bechor based on what the shiloh. I want to be playing there at the chamor, and the only thing I got is a sep psul yamikdashim. Can you do that or not? Can you be playing there at the chamor sep psul yamikdashim? Comes in one says. Maybe yeah, maybe no. What's the Shiloh? But it ain't a sechal this or not. What ain't a sechal this? What Gemara really needs to say is Dusha chal on Kedusha. What does that mean? What's the latest asafik of the Gemara? So the Chayra, the Gemara itself, is raising this question. If the nature of the din of Pidyon bet the Chamor means that the Kedusha leaves the Chamor and goes on to the Seh and then disappears, there's one condition. This Seh has to have the ability to be the recipient of the Kedusha spent to Chamor. What could be Ma'akev from it being the Kabbal, the Kedusha spent to Chamor? If it what? If it has its own what? If it has its own Kedusha. If this Seh is not a Seh Shal Chulin to begin with, this is a Seh Psuli HaMukdashim. If this is a Seh that's De'lav Hachi Kaddish, it's Kaddish, the Kedusha Psuli HaMukdashim, so the Pidyon is not going to get off the ground. You can't be played out under such a Seah because the Kedusha has nowhere to go. The only way Pidyon Bet HaChamor can work is the Seah from the Kabbal, the Kedusha, and then the Rebbe Shalom is not here, the Kedusha of the Chdei. But if the Etzem HaSeah doesn't have that Koyach of base people from the Kabbal, the Kedusha, then the whole Pidyon doesn't get off the ground. So Al Zeh Ne'emar, the Gemara is a Sufik, not Sufik in the Chayrish, and say that ain't played in the Seah Psalim of the Kedusha. And what's the other side of the Ibaya? Why does the other time the Gemara say, no, it's okay, you can be pointed in the steps of the Mekdashim? What's the longest of the other side? And it's a swap of the Chalal. There's no Pidyon here. It's a Pidyon in the name only. It's not a real Pidyon. There's no Pasek condition of the Chalal. It's just a dim Pidyon and finished and shut. So it doesn't matter what the recipient of the set is, not a major player over here. It doesn't matter whether it's a Kanim Kavanish Kavanish. So Pashtas, that's the Hakira in the Gemara. Sometimes the Hakira is the Echron make, but Pashtas, that's the Amoran. That was the Amoran's Hakira. Can you be played this absolute condition? So, we try to develop a whole Yisrael Yisrael, try to show that, you want to know what the difference between Pidgin and Petach Hamor on the one hand and Pidgin Ma'aseh Sheni on the other hand is, I'll tell you the difference. Pidgin Ma'aseh Sheni is a din hektik. Pidgin Ma'aseh Sheni is a din hafos kedusha. So therefore, it's Alzen and Ma'ishkiach, which is basic Kodesh. And Pidgin Petach Hamor, Pidgin Petach Hamor, not just a Pidgin Ma'alma, it's just a hafos kedusha. There's no Ma'aseh Pidgin Bechlal, there's no hafos Bechlal. That's why it's not shy after the parasha. Not so simple, not so poshut that we're right. Whether or not we're right, l'chayra depends on many by the Gemara. So maybe that's part of why Tosfos didn't go our route. We'll see a little bit more tomorrow. What other problems with the route that we're taking, and then try to wrap up and see what are the ramifications of the Gemara in light of everything else we're doing. Okay.